From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Anti-Iranian government protests entered a third day and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4 unemployment rate and rampant inflation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter, using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September. Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people. Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday in the city of Mashhad. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has ordered telecommunications providers to cut internet and SMS service across the country. This is ahead of planned anti-government demonstrations. Grassroots activists have called for marches in major cities to demand President Joseph Kabila not change the constitution to stand for a third term and release political prisoners. Security forces killed dozens of protesters during anti-Kabila protests last year. The telecommunications minister said services have been cut for state security reasons, and to protect Congolese lives. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome 2018. More on this on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.